Hi friend! So glad you're back on the Simple Money Systems channel. How are you doing? I hope all is well and that everyone is on their toes. What are you up to today? You have your budgeting tools under your belt. You know that exact strategy to tackle your debt or to start smart investing. Or maybe you are on a lookout for some kind of fortune, hoping to win a lottery or a better chance of earning someone's favor. Today, I want to share a topic about how to increase your income by making money at home. My dear special mama, I urge you about the importance of having your budget in place. You need to have your budget to start living with a solid knowledge of where your hard-earned money goes. And I want to invite you to join me in a simple budgeting one-hour coaching call. During this call, we will map out steps you need to take for effective money management with an added layer of debt accountability and guidance that you need. Go right now to show notes at the end of this episode and schedule a call with me to simply check out and see if this could be the thing you have been searching for. Let's not waste the most precious asset. It's our time. Roll up your sleeves and get to work. Increase your income and bring more money home. And I already have my followers asking me your question. How? Yes, how to maximize your earnings and increase your income. Welcome to episode number 20 on a Simple Money Systems podcast. So, where is the money? Do you want to find out? Get your flashlight out and simply follow me. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers? The list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane? Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. When our kids were school age, they would ask for some money to buy games, electronics, or fancy clothes. So I tried to instill in them simple wisdom about earning their money. From parenting experience in general, my kids rarely appreciated or valued anything they purchased using given or free money. Because whatever they purchase then, of course, they'll get excited for a few first minutes or maybe an hour, right? And they're done. Their toy ends up in a pile of not needed item box. So instead of giving them money, I offered them to earn their money. When my son was about 11, 12 years old, we created with him simple ad And we then went around the neighborhood offering to rake their yard. It was a fall time with lots of leaves on the ground. So, shortly after we came back home, I got a phone call. An older man asked to come and rake his yard. My son saved a few dollar bills, and with lots and lots of help from his mom and dad, yes, we stretched ourselves for whatever we saw was helping our son to grow. And guess what he purchased with partially his hard earned money? He ordered online parts for a gaming computer tower. Can you imagine, friends? He was only 11, 12 years old. I was very suspicious, but rather quietly watched him closely. Then he assembled his first gaming station. It worked really well. One drawback with this experience was he would spend hours and hours late at night kind of testing his new creation while he was playing his games, right? Well, he enjoyed it, of course. Maybe enjoyed it too much. And then he sold his gaming tower and reinvested his money into more advanced computer parts. And again, my son was only like 12, 13 years old back then. He is our smart boy today. Our other son is our handyman boy. He liked real work, like hands work. Similar scenario here. He was about 15 back then. I printed a few business cards for him, offering lawn care services. Took him on a marketing walk, showing him how to present himself and deliver his business cards to potential clients. Soon, he picked up a few lawn care prospects. His goal was accomplished. My son ended up with more money in his pocket. Yay, to a smart mom! Only then I realized the importance of my degree majoring in business administration and accounting. I graduated with two separate majors because after taking an accounting course, I fell in love with the business program and ended up a well-rounded businesswoman, right? I'm very grateful for all my professors and everyone who invested in me back then. Yay! To the university. Of course, it's not just a degree, but also more than 18 years of practical experience handling small businesses, bookkeeping, and accounting departments. Okay, what's the deal about money-making strategies in your situation? Let's go through a few of them and brainstorm together. So, you've got a house and you made it your home, right? And you are in love with it. But one thing, it took a fortune to finally become a homeowner. I would like to caution that before doing any business out of your home, whether you're the owner or renting the house, please, please make sure that you comply with your neighborhood covenants and with your lease term agreement. First, let's start where you are. Look around your home. Does it have a spare room or a space? Don't worry if it's small. We will find good use to your home. How about providing bed and breakfast for your area visitors? You might say, well, it's not possible because you have small children or your special needs child with you. Okay, then it will take some creativity here. Make all your house available for a short-term rental, like for a weekend, when you can pack your family and spend some time at your parents' house, or maybe just go on a mini vacation for a couple of days. With this option, run your numbers to make sure your cash flow, including your stay away from home while you're renting it out. Friends, I am back to my budget buddy here. You need it to have peace of mind enjoying your mini vacation time. You do not want to end up returning home just to find out that you spent more than your home produced for you. Get your phone now and please schedule that coaching session with me. Another way to make money at home is with your kitchen. If you like baking, make whole grain homemade bread and offer it to your neighbors and friends. Set up an ad on Facebook marketing or at a local church or at a local grocery store and offer it to parents of your kids' friends at school. I have my friend and she makes amazing mulberry syrup. She also delivers it. And it tastes so, so good. If you are not a cook savvy, check your laundry room. Can you offer laundry services? How about your organizing or home decor skills? I'm sure you'll find a great pool of clients who are looking for extra hands to get their house in order, and they will pay you for doing that. Because you are so good. Do you like dogs? Many dog owners are busy professionals or maybe elderly people who will pay you not only to take care of their dog while they're out of town, but also to walk their pet. Now, if you own your car, put it to work for you. You can rent out your car. Besides making deliveries for local restaurants and grocery stores, you can turn it into a taxi during your off hours or on the weekends. Check your local market. Do a little research on what is in a great demand in your area and match it with your skills. And if you need to upgrade your skills, take some classes and learn those needed skills. You might already own a business. Instead of renting your office space, move it to your home where you can work remotely if your business allows. And if you do not own a business yet, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom, you are already a businesswoman. Congratulate and hug yourself. Can you take a few kids to watch while you are watching yours? You may talk to other parents at your church or at your kids' school, offering them your driver's service, picking up their kids to school, and dropping them off after school. You even may offer them after-school care right at your home. Get creative and put your thinking cap on. Now, what if you are on the opposite side where you're working 9 to 5 and paying all these fees to care for your kids, deliver your fresh homemade bread, organize your house, and do your laundry? I see you, Mama, right there. You deserve a nice paycheck raise. Come up with a strategy for how can you impress your boss so he or she will approve your pay raise. Maybe you need to consider putting your resume on the market for a better paying job. Also, if you do office work, you can ask your boss to allow you to work remotely from home, saving time and gas money. And more than anybody, you need to stick to your budget. You need to have your hand on it so your labor Your precious labor will not go in vain. Are you a young mama with a newborn kid who just can't sit still at home? You are outgoing, smart, educated, and now your little precious baby just made you super mama boss. Get your boss cap on. You just got promoted. Make a list with all your skills. What did you go to school for? Like, what did you major in? Is it nutrition, fitness, sports, marketing, education, business, art, law, music, nursing, or you tell me. What is your passion? Home decor, gardening, biking, hiking? Oh my, I'm about to explode here. Put your computer to work and get yourself out. Share your new mama experience. Teach them your skill or how to show and get paid for that. Get your feet in your hands and run for it. Enjoy yourself. Get excited. Get creative. Put your energy to work. Get your mind busy. Set yourself in order. Get your budget handy. And you go, girl. Okay, friends, I am so excited talking about all of the amazing money-making opportunities you have right in front of you. When you try and try again, fail, learn, and try again, you will start to notice not just one door of opportunity opening for you, but many others. And these are just a few money-producing options I touched on here. And we didn't even go into your home loan or your mortgage, how it can make you money. But that is for another time. I am thrilled you stuck through with me. Have you learned some words of advice? Or did I stretch your imagination? Have your notebook, list some ideas, come up with a plan, get your budget up, and if you need help with it, get in touch with me right below this episode in the show notes link. If you need to retouch your budget and have a question, you're welcome to get into our Facebook group and let us know. Become an insider and receive weekly emails from me with notes of practical advice. Get first-hand knowledge about upcoming offers or workshops. Sign up right now below this episode in the show notes links. Friends, I will be thrilled to read your 5-star review on my Apple iTunes podcast. It means to me a lot. I want to leave you with the verse from John 16, verse 24. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Go rake that money, bring it home, and make your budget smile at you. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Deanna Gallas.